hammer time. Go with
the funk. Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yeah, I promise you we're going to learn about heat pumps, and today is the day. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call
Cortez, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Hot enough for you? Well, today we'll be learning about how to control some of the energy costs that we're experiencing right now with spikes in temperature and spikes in the cost of utility. On the live line with me from Fujitsu is Dennis Stinson. Dennis is the Senior VP of Sales for Fujitsu General America. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Dominic. Hey, thank you for having me on your show this morning, and I'm excited to talk to you and your listeners about heat pumps and the benefits and features and how we take a look at those. So thanks for having me.
Of course. You know, we have been in the debate as to what's happening with utilities in general, of course, with the electrification movement here in New York State and how it's pretty much being shoved down our throat. But I promised the audience that we would learn about heat pumps so that we're prepared for when we inevitably have no choice but to rely on them for heating and air conditioning. And maybe get into a little discussion with you about this whole ability of the grid to support our heating and cooling needs as we move forward away from natural gas. But beyond that, let's start with an education, if we could, Dennis. What is a heat pump? And how does it work? And how does it differentiate, or how is it a part of a mini split system?
Great question. So thank you for that. So, I mean, when we look at a heat pump, we are looking at really that sixth grade physics that we learned, right, that we really didn't pay attention to. But now it comes back around. It's the three states of matter. So when we look at, you know, liquid, gas, and solids, as we change the state of matter, we release energy. So a heat pump is exactly that. We take a gas on the outside, we compress it. When we move it to the inside, we expand. When we expand, we absorb heat. When we take it back to the outside, we go through a state to compress it, a compressor. And when we do that, it gives up the heat. So a heat pump is truly moving heat from one area to another. When we look at the air conditioning model, we're absorbing heat from the inside and moving it to the outside. And when we are looking at heating mode, we're absorbing heat from the outside and moving it to the inside. So again, pressure, temperature are all a relationship of physics. And so using an evaporator and a condenser, that's how we move the refrigerant and absorb energy, heat, and move it from one to the other.
Now, heat pumps are generally 100% operated by the electrical grid. Isn't that correct?
Yes. So a heat pump is what we're driving is electric fan motors to distribute air, mm-hmm. and then we're driving a compressor. So traditionally, although there are other energy sources, the vast majority of it's going to be an electrical source of.
So with that said, how is it that it's deemed that heat pumps are energy efficient when the cost of electricity is skyrocketing right now?
So what you look at is the conversion factor. So you look at the percentage of BTUs that are being extracted and moved around. When you look at a heat pump in and of itself, the amount of energy going into it to produce a BTU is cost effective, even as we continue to see some increases in electrical rates. The technology on heat pumps is really much further than what it has been in the last 10 years. So when we look at a heat pump, if we look at the air conditioning side of the business, we measure efficiency in SEER, which is seasonal energy efficiency rate. And when we look at that, The requirement in the Northeast, which is would be for the majority of your listeners in the Buffalo market, the requirement is to be 13 SEER. When we look at inverter-driven heat pumps, those are well into the 33 level or up to 33. So we look at efficiency of more than two times what is required by the EPA and the requirements. So in terms of efficiency, we're looking at incredible efficiencies. We measure heating by what's called an HSPF, so that's a heating season performance factor, and we look at those well into the double digits, which again is extremely high. So when we look at the cost of conversion for BTUs with a heat pump, particularly in a mini split, we tend to be very, very efficient, well beyond what we can expect from other fuels. But let me take the curse off of that, Dominic. What we do know is that one solution is not the perfect solution for every instance that we run into. So what it really comes down to is consumers being comfortable, having affordability, and be able to invest not only initially but also in the long-term operational cost.
Now, is it true, Dennis, that heat pumps become inoperable at super low temperatures?
So super low temperatures, I have product that operates at 100% capacity down to minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit. So I would think that that would cover the vast majority of what we're talking about.
Yeah, it would. Although, you know, maybe not the Buffalo area, but there are other areas, you know, in the country that would experience temperatures lower than that. What happens then?
So what happens is in heating mode, a heat pump does not have a cutoff. So what happens then is that you get downrated. So instead of 100% capacity at minus 22, let's say at minus 30, you have 80% capacity or maybe you have 70% capacity.
Got it.
So then you look at two options at that point. You have some type of backup heat to be able or supplemental heat or what you do is you size the equipment based on the degree days. So we all subscribe to ASHRAE, which tells us what our design temperatures are outside. So if I'm in northern Iowa to take a place that could potentially be cold, my degree design days might be minus something, and I would size my equipment based on that.
Got it. Now explain the difference between a central heat pump system, and a multi-room mini-split system?
Great question. So, I mean, you gain efficiency out of a system, not only in its operational efficiency, and we talked about with SEER and HSPF, you gain efficiency in a system by inverter-driven. So when we look at inverter technology, we're looking at something that is ramping up and down. Dominic, think of cruise control in your car. So instead of it being all on or all off, an inverter will ramp up and down based on the load. The third way to gain efficiency is by zoning a property. So in a multi-zone system, what we're doing is instead of one evaporator, one air handler, one piece of equipment in the basement and being distributed by ductwork, what we're doing is put an evaporator in each living space. So what that allows you to do is if you're downstairs watching the ball game, you don't have to condition the entire house to make yourself comfortable in that room. At nighttime, when you go upstairs to go to bed, you don't need to condition the entire house. If you have kids that go off to school or rooms or pieces of your property that are unoccupied, you don't have to condition that to the space.
How does that compare, though, cost-wise for the installation of that kind of system as compared to a central system?
So you can zone both the central system and you can zone a multi-zone system. Obviously, the more that you put in up front, your installation costs will be higher, but you can also experience dramatic savings by zoning a property. So again, all on to all off compared to what is needed is pretty significant savings.
What about the whole issue of the reliance on the grid when the grid is not dependable? Do you see deficiencies from where you sit in the ability to move 100% away from natural gas?
So again, my take on this is that even though I'm a manufacturer of heat pumps, I don't believe that one single source is the solution for the entire country for every instance and every application.
Good.
I think that we will find that there is a balance that is applied across the country. I'm not sure that every grid can handle everything. If we took every car, every device, every piece of equipment over to electricity, the system was not built that way. Could it get there at some point? It probably could. But the same would be true as if we switched everything over to another type of fuel or switched everything over to a telecommunication provider. If it's not built to accept that, it's probably a pretty strong and robust move to do at this point.
The movement, however, in New York State is happening at a more rapid rate than I think the grid's ready for. There's a provision that kicks in gear January of 26 that requires any new home be 100% electric. So you'll be seeing more heat pump sales in the New York market.
Absolutely, and we're preparing for that. So we're seeing a couple of things. You have a couple of things that are developing in New York State. You have NYSERDA, which is New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, that is very robust in their efforts to move forward in electrifications and homeowner, business, and entrepreneur incentives to do that. So I think what your listeners will find if they look at a home heating system, I think they'll find both a carrot and a stick. So where there is a some legislation required to go a direction, I think you also find that there is some pretty robust assistance to help people convert over to that. And those packages, and I would encourage you and your listeners, and I'm positive that you're on it, but I would encourage your listeners to take a look at the NYSERDA website. There are a variety of different programs in there that offer assistance not only on home comfort systems, but also insulation packages and windows and things of that nature.
Good.
On top of that, you're also seeing the effects of the Inflation Reduction Act. New York State was one of the first to turn in their application to the federal government. They are the first to be approved, and we expect to see those programs rolling out here probably within the next 3 to 6 months. So New York State will have a tremendous amount of incentives to be able to be used towards energy efficiency, home comfort, insulation values. New York's really leading the United States in those type of consumer, entrepreneur, and business assistance.
Dennis Stinson is our guest from Fujitsu General, the manufacturer of heat pumps and mini splits. If you'd like to learn more, this is the show for you. Pick up the phone right now at 803-0930 in the 716. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 803-0930, same as our call-in number. And participate in the program if you have a question about heat pumps, about mini splits, about adaptability to your home, about retrofitting your home, about learning about the switch away from natural gas to electricity with a heat pump being the heat source. Participate in the program by calling us now. Also participate in the upcoming Come Home to Cortese cooking class. It's the 12th of August. That's our next class, A Night in Tuscany. The class was moved, by the way, from the 5th of August to the 12th so that we could participate in the Taste of Clarence. The Come Home to Cortese cooking school is part of the Taste of Clarence. Our chef, Jerry Clemente, making his famous Marsala meatballs. We have brought an Italian tradition to the Taste of Clarence, and that is a Cortese family recipe, a pasta recipe that our family makes. And also, Jerry will be making camponata. So this is all happening, the Taste of Clarence, August the 5th, from noon to 8 p.m. at the Clarence Town Park on Main Street in Clarence, and we'll see you there. In the meantime, anything we can do to help you around the house, room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, all on our website at cortese.net, or stop in and see us at 9074 Main Street in Clarence, 2 hours east of Transit Road. We'd love to have you visit. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Hey, it's Dominic here, and I have the most effective way for you to fix concrete without replacing it. Yep, it's A1 Concrete Leveling. What do? Well, they use hydraulic pressure injection to raise your concrete without replacing it. There are no chemicals. You don't have to worry about color match, and you can use your concrete the very same day. And of course, the best part is the cost. You can save up to 70% when you choose A1 concrete leveling over replacement. Hey, I couldn't be happier with the work I did at the Cortez household. I sent him over to Phil's and they did some leveling for him too. Here's the number. 716-341-4550. That's 341-4550. They'll give you a free estimate. You can learn more at a1concretebuffalo.com. That's a1concretebuffalo.com. A1 Concrete Leveling. We pump it up. Hey, it's Dominic here. When it comes to big jobs like fixing your roof, I can't stress enough the importance of picking a company that does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com. Ava also offers you 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember, to buy right the first time, and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
1026 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic, 803-0930. We lost our guest, Dennis Stinson, from Fujitsu. Hopefully he'll dial back. But in the meantime, open phone lines, anything around the house. If you would like to follow up with a question about heat pumps, I'll do my best to give you the right answer. But anything else that needs my attention this Saturday morning as we endure another heat spell, pick up the phone right now. By the way, according to what Dennis was saying, there is money available through the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. President Biden signed Inflation Reduction Act by it's a comprehensive energy bill with a record $369 billion reserved for climate and energy initiatives. And apparently there are tax credits and rebates that are available for this kind of equipment. I guess the question is, they're probably looking at this as a tax rebate because the deferring of the cost. We typically see when equipment is expensive, they offer rebates to help kind of balance that out. But tax credits are available, and the whole point of bringing the heat pump discussion to the fore here was so that we learned more about the equipment and how we can better be prepared when and if we don't have the choice to use natural gas in our homes. So, yeah, unfortunately, we lost our guest, and for some reason, he's not dialing back. Did we scare him away, or did we say something offensive? I don't know. Anyway, again, as I said, we have the opportunity now for anything around the house that needs my attention by giving us a call at 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. A texter's writing, Dominic, hello, good show, thank you. I'm considering having a new furnace, AC, and hot water heater installed in my home. I want to go with gas again, but I'm worried about the future electric mandate. I currently have an electric heating system in addition to the gas system, and I've installed it years ago. The electric heat is very expensive. I have a new gas system installed that will be grandfathered, or will it be forced to go electric? No. So thank you, Paul from Pendleton, for writing in. There is no mandate proposed even in the fringes here that would require us to remove operating and functional equipment in our homes. whether it be gas or electric. So if we have it, we keep it. A lot of people are talking about that in advance of the gas reduction by installing gas appliances in their homes now that are new. Yeah, that's fine. That's smart if it's time to replace it. I think, though, you'll find that it'll always be the case that we'll be able to go in kind with the same kind of replacement, regardless of the electrification. Bottom of the hour, top of the news. Zach Penkew standing by with the latest from the WBN Newsroom. Good morning, Zachary.
It is 10:30, sunny and 78 degrees in Buffalo. I'm Zach Penkew, News Radio 930 WBEN. Buffalo police say they found over 11 pounds of cannabis at the home of the recently fired assistant district attorney, Delancey Shannon Brown. He now faces several charges, including official misconduct and criminal possession of cannabis in the first degree, a Class D felony. As temperatures expected to sit in the 80s and 90s this weekend, the Buffalo Police Department is advising pet owners to leave their furry friends at home if they're planning on attending any of the festivals happening in the city. And Hurdle Avenue will be closed off today between Delaware and Virgil for the Galbani Italian Heritage Festival, which starts at 11 a.m. The WBEN just called Jed First Alert Forecast for today. Sunshine, a beautiful start to the weekend, and a high 85. Going into tonight, it's going to be clear and a low 63. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and hot and a high of 90. And looking forward to Monday, it's going to be remaining hot with more humid times of clouds and sun at, again, high of 90. Right now, 78. I'm Zach Penkew, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, Dominic here. Dominic here for my friends at Lenco Supplies. It is the season for your new backyard deck, right? And Lenco is ready. They have the latest and the last material you'll ever need to build a deck. That's right, because it'll last forever. Fiberon composite decking combines the strength of real wood with the resilience of recycled plastic for a deck that will stand the test of time. Lenco supplies everything you need to make Fiberon decking fit your outdoor space. Come to any of our three Western New York locations for your materials or shop online anytime at Lenco.supplies. That's Lenco.supplies. Those in the know, go Lenco, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Summer means working hard and playing hard. Home projects and road trips. And a new truck from Westher Toyota makes it all easier and more fun. So check out Westher Toyota in Orchard Park and Westher Toyota in Williamsville for some truly affordable summer deals. Purchase a new 2024 Toyota Tundra now and get 1.99% APR financing for 48 months, plus $1,000 Toyota customer cash. 1.99% APR financing for 48 months on approved credit at 21.69 per thousand finance through Toyota Financial Services. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by July 31st. See dealer for details. Or for another
option,
check out the totally redesigned new 2024 Toyota Tacoma and get an all-new look this summer. And with four total Westher Toyota stores, two right here in Buffalo, you can just go to Westher.com, pick the truck you like, and we'll bring it to the store closest to you. You're covered north and south at Westher Toyota in Williamsville and Westher Toyota in Orchard Park, where we say it's not just a Toyota, it's a Westher Toyota.
Welcome to
high 80 degrees, relative humidity 80%. More hot weather ahead. When it's hot and sticky, your AC will feel great, right? Well, not always. The air traveling through your ductwork could actually be making you sick, whether it's heating or cooling time, maybe worse in the summer because of the moisture. So let's talk about what to do. Well, how about getting it cleaned out? The way to do that is with my good friends at Indoor Air Professionals. Yep, they'll clean it out. They'll blast all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork with the patented column duct cleaning system, a high-pressure nozzle that is unprecedented in terms of its ability to clean. And then with the negative pressure, they'll suck it out and leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel cleaning your ductwork. How about dehumidifying your basement with the April Air high-capacity dehumidifier? And then how about purifying your air with a medical-grade air purifier, all available through Indoor Air Professionals with an extra special end-of-July discount coming your way? Mr. Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, great description on the
importance of the duct cleaning in this is it all boils down to health. You know, when we can scrape and blast 95 to 99% of all that contamination, which this time of year is highlighted by the air conditioning running a lot. And, you know, we got the moisture from the cooling coils spritzing the 50 million dead skin cells per person per day, that gray fur inside there. It makes mold. And, yeah, so a thorough duct cleaning gets people so they wake up after a good night's sleep instead of stuffy and sinusy and everything. And you mentioned the April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier. Yeah, they are amazing, flying off the shelf. And, you know, we talk about what makes the difference. Why do you pay four times as much? Well, they work, right? Five times the drying power,
that's right,
a third less energy. And every time we go to put one in, we see like a pile of dehumidifiers in the corner, a pile of Chinese fire starters.
Yeah, yeah.
The same thing. We will take one away. But anyway, yeah, it's just, and lastly, the medical grade air purifiers that are 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters.
716-683-3000, extension 303. We'll put you right in Peter's lap at his desk. 716-683-3000, extension 303. Peter, the end of July, what's it going to be?
All right. Yeah, Black Friday in July. Here we go. Okay. And just here's the thing that people say all the time when they call. It's like, I've been meaning to call for months or years, and now I finally called. So don't be that guy or girl. Call today, and here's why. You're going to save $175 off your duct cleaning.
Wow.
You're going to save $300 off the April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier and $350 off the Healthway medical grade air purifier for 1,200 square feet, and $500 off the Healthway Super V whole house unit. I think I've covered all that. Of course, you get Canberra sanitizing with the duct cleaning, and you know, you get Canberra gel is always on sale.
All right, 716-683-3000, extension 303. You heard Peter. You're only going to get these discounts today. Call him right now. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals. For every breath you take.
I'm Todd Scanlon.
And I'm Brady Scanlon. At Scanlon Jewelers, we'd like to buy your old or unwanted gold jewelry.
Or our designers can turn your old jewelry and gold into new treasures that you'll love.
Gold prices have been approaching all-time highs, meaning the higher the price of gold, the more money for you.
That's right, Brady. We'll offer you cash for your old gold, estate jewelry, and certified diamonds.
At Scanlon, everything we draw turns to gold.
Scanlon Jewelers, 5735 Main Street in Williamsville.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
When you suffer a sprain, strain, or break, get the right care right away with Excelsior Orthopedics Express. Schedule online at excelsiorortho.com or call 250-9999. Excelsior Orthopedics, your first place for complete orthopedic care.
Hey, I've got a great discount for you for my Grilla Garage fans. How about 15% for end of season? Yep, summer winding down. Let's take advantage of Grilla's biggest sale of the year. 15% off a Grilla floor, Grilla cabinetry, or organizational system. And remember, with a Grilla floor, you are the one who will get protection against moisture. And they're the only one that offers you that ability with the fact that they do not use polyurea. Now, polyurea offers quick drying, allows for that one-day install, but it lacks vapor penetration and protection. Gorilla's floors come with a 15-year guarantee that the adherence will stick, and it works. I've got it at home, and I love how easy it is to clean up my garage floor. Looks like a brand-new car showroom. All I need to do is hose it down and squeegee it out. 716-715-6927. That's 715-6927. Remember, 15% off, but you need to call right now. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
1040 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic and how are you? 803-0930 is the number to call. Anything around the house as we open the phone lines or the text board to whatever you have as a concern. I bought a multi-split air conditioning unit in 2020 and was not able to get my incentive from the electric company. It's a 30,000 BTU Mitsubishi heating and cooling unit. I do have a question also. I don't know why you wouldn't have been able to get that rebate. Maybe it didn't exist in 2020 because this incentive kicked in gear post-COVID, and I'm not sure of the timing of that. So you may want to revisit that. I also have a question about my tankless water heater. It seems both these units need to have moving air on the outside, meaning that there's a fan on the multi-split system and a vent on the tankless water heater, right? What about when it snows 6 feet and these vents are covered? Well, that's a concern with any kind of through the wall venting system, regardless of whether it's if it's electric. It's not going to be producing the risk of carbon monoxide, but it still might shut itself down. If the hot water tank is electric, again, it still might shut itself down. The hazard, if it's gas, then is also added in the fact that we have to worry about carbon monoxide contamination if we block a vent or if we have the issue of collection of carbon monoxide from improper venting. Typically, though, all of these units are going to shut themselves down when and if we have the vents blocked. So that would go with the fact of a gas furnace, too. So regardless of the appliance, I guess, just to summarize here, regardless of the appliance, a heavy snowfall around our house impacting those vent lines is an issue regardless of whether it's a gas or electric unit for its operability. So we do need to keep that in our mind if we have heavy snow, that we need to remove that snow from that area around the vent to keep those lines free and protect you from any issue of improper venting or inoperability as a result of improper venting. So again, back to that rebate. I do have on the Fujitsu General website information on the tax credit. So you may want to check that out for the Fujitsu brand, but it's all related to the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. So again, this is after your installation, but I don't know whether you would qualify. It says effective January of 23, this tax credit gives homeowners up to 30% of their total product and installation costs. The installed product must meet Consortium for Energy Efficiency's highest efficiency tier. Available tax credits are up to $2,000 for qualified heat pumps and $600 for qualified air conditioners and furnaces. Annual credit limits resets every year. So that is the residential energy property credit, part of the Inflation Reduction Act. Go again either to the Inflation Reduction Act and check it out, or I found this at the FujitsuGeneral.com website. So there's that. So the debate it continues on the reliability of this kind of heating appliance, although I think we can count on the fact that they're reliable. We did mention to Dennis that the threshold for a lack of 100% operational ability does occur at super low temperatures. And again, for us in Buffalo, we're never going to, well, not never, but we, I don't think, ever have seen minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit. Anybody remember if we did? Let me know if I'm wrong. But still, in other parts of the country, that could very well be an issue, and that, he's, as he said, would lend itself to deficiencies in the operational capacity. It doesn't shut them down, but it does minimize their capacity. So, 803-0930. Anything around the house that needs my attention? I'm here for you. It's Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, we were lucky to be able to have Tony Fusani, the owner of Flooring Solutions of Western New York, on as a guest a couple weeks ago, and we learned more about flooring, but also we learned about the proper installation of luxury vinyl flooring. Yep, it's got to be put down right to be able to have the warranty. And if you're looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring, check out Flooring Solutions of Western New York. They'll offer you top-notch options. From stunning luxury vinyl tile and plank like Cortec to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk, they indeed have it all. Transform your space with premium materials and exceptional craftsmanship. Visit flooringsolutionsofwny.com or stop into their showroom at Harlem and Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Family, holidays, hot dogs, and corn on the cob. Summer in Western New York seems to offer a never-ending litany of delights. It's what we look forward to every year. And this month at Wester Lincoln, we would like to add to your list with a new Lincoln, like a new 2024 Lincoln Corsair, the all-new redesigned 2024 Lincoln Nautilus with a Lincoln digital experience, or maybe a new 2024 Lincoln Navigator. In fact, purchase a new 2024 Lincoln Navigator right now and receive 0% APR financing for 60 months. 0% APR financing for 60 months. On approved credit at 16.67 per thousand finance through Lincoln Automotive Financial Services. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by July 31st. See dealer for details. And as always, we delight in offering you Wester Lincoln's concierge service, where we bring any new Lincoln to you to test drive at your convenience. And then after purchase, pick up your vehicle and return it following any service appointments. If you're thinking Lincoln, think Wester Lincoln, the exclusive new Lincoln dealer in Western New York, right across Millersport Highway from Wester Ford in Amherst.
Have you been charged with a DWI or traffic misdemeanor? Did you receive a random letter from a lawyer? If you have, don't trust your fate to an unknown appointed attorney. Choose Arthur Pressman, your experienced DWI and traffic attorney.
Hi, I'm Arthur Pressman. A court-assigned attorney may not have the experience you need to get the justice you deserve. If you get pulled over, call me today. I've been helping Western New Yorkers with traffic violations and DWI cases for over 35 years.
For traffic stops and DWI, Arthur Pressman is your ticket to justice.
When was the last time you heard "not one penny down" needed to drive away in a brand new Jeep? That's what we're doing at Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in July. Lease a loaded Jeep Compass Limited for just $349 a month. Not one penny down. All taxes and fees included. A loaded Jeep Compass $349 a month. Not one penny down. Tired of the high interest rates? How about no interest rate? Get 0% financing for 84 months on a new Dodge Hornet at Transit Town. On approved credit, not all customers will qualify. Lease 39 months, 7,500 miles per year, 25 cents per mile over. Customer responsible for maintenance and repair includes loyalty cash. Must finance through Stellantis. Offer expires 7/31/24. Jeep Compass Limited, $349 a month. Not one penny down. 0% financing for 84 months on a new Dodge Hornet. Isn't summer great? Hurry in by July 31st. Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram. Make this the summer event.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Summer is here, which means pool days, beach trips, and yeah, you guessed it, traffic jams. Oh yeah, and heat waves. Don't let summer catch you by surprise. Get the local news you need, no matter what you're up to, with the free Odyssey app. And never miss a beat with alerts on breaking stories sent directly to your phone. Listen today on the free Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Hey, Dominic here. It's that time of year when the temperature changes. Yeah, look at the forecast. And it's time for you to call TRS. Well, why? How about a $99 health and safety checkup for your AC? Perfect time of year to get it checked out. And if it's time for it to be replaced, TRS can offer you a high-efficiency Rheem central air conditioner with many financing options. Great news! TRS has an electrical division that can help you from a small light fixture to a whole house generator. By the way, they also do generator tune-ups. Also, the Hammer Time special for that, $125. And the best part is they mark their calendar to come back in a year, so you don't have to worry about remembering to do that. TRS, powering tomorrow, comforting today. TRS, your one-stop solution for HVAC and electrical excellence. Call them today and take advantage of the Hammer Time special. $99 AC tune-up and $125 whole house generator oil replacement and tune-up. TRS, TRSheatingandairconditioning.com.
Hammer Time.
10:50 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic back with you. Yeah, so we are questioning the coldest temperature ever recorded in Buffalo, and Jerry did some research.
Minus 20, and it got down to minus 20 in 1873 and also 2018.
Ah, so there you go for global warming, right? 18 what? 18, what'd you say?
1873 and also 2018.
Oh, boy. That's, yeah, a long span of time between those two record low temperatures. But 20 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. What does that tell you about the reliance or the ability for a heat pump to keep us warm? But again, as I said, it's not 100% shutdown at those temperatures. It's just a decreased capacity. Texter's writing, my husband just bought a Honeywell dehumidifier. Is it a Chinese fire starter? Well, there's a good chance that it was made in China. That's the bad news. The good news is that most of the fire starters have been kind of worked out of the system, and that big fault in their ability to operate has been somewhat engineered out. The big issue, though, really, to be honest with you, with anything made in China, is that the fact that they really don't work. A lot of people think they're dehumidifying, and they're not. And you can prove that to yourself by, when it's running, check the relative humidity in the basement with a humidistat, and you can buy those and see if it's at the level of what you've got the dehumidifier set at. I strongly recommend the April Air high capacity dehumidifier. It is domestic, it's reliable, and it works, and it's comes with a 5-year bumper to bumper warranty. So there you go. 803-0930 to Lockport. And Bill, good morning. You're on WEN.
Good morning. You were talking about the Inflation Reduction Act, and New York State was the first in line. What are the incentives on putting solar on your house? And is there a rebate on installing a new roof?
There's no rebate for roofing. Solar tax credits kind of ebb and flow, but they still, I think they're still available to us. Let's see here. If you've installed solar panels, you may be in line for a tax break. When you file your tax return, the U.S. government offers solar tax credits that can reach up to 30% of the cost of installing systems that use the sun to power your home. So they're still looking like they are offering solar tax credits, unrelated to anything to do with roofing, though.
Okay. Yeah, I was told they offered like a third off your roof.
Yeah, 30%.
New roof.
Yep.
Oh, that's if you installed a roof.
Oh.
Is that what you're saying?
No, well, solar panels lay on top of a roof, so they have nothing to do with the roof itself.
No, I know that, but before I would put the panels up, I need a new roof like maybe like 7 years. And yeah, I was told it would cost a lot of money to take the panels off.
Yeah, exactly. Smart in your thinking there. I would recommend, if you're thinking of solar panels, definitely deal with the roof as part of the whole package, so that you're not having to do exactly what you said, which is lift the panels to replace the roof. Or for $1 million, buy Tesla's new roof shingles that have the solar inverters built into them.
Okay, I'll do that. But there's no advantage to installing a roof to get the tax advantage if you're going to have solar put on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, check it out online. Solar tax credits is what I Googled real quick, and it's still there.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. And also, you consider maybe a metal roof, but the other thing about metal roofs is that, I don't know, I don't like the look, and I worry about the aesthetic, you know, the architectural aesthetic more than anything. Functionality-wise, they're great. Probably, you know, might get more longevity out of a metal roof. It's hard to say. Depends on the warranty that it comes with. It's really the look that's different with a metal roof. So a texter's writing, if I'm not mistaken, back in January of 94, Buffalo temperatures got down to near 20 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. That was back during the week of the Super Bowl 28 when the Bills were playing Dallas in Atlanta. So there you go. That was 94. But you didn't find that record, did you, Jer? 94?
Well, just as he said, it got close to minus 20, but it wasn't. It was in 1873 and 2018.
Okay.
And I'm not looking at actual wind chills, because I actually did a separate search for that, see if there was anything like that. But what was it, minus 40-something? Because the New Hampshire, Mount Washington.
Yeah, of course, Mount Washington. It's like you're on the surface of the moon.
That's the record.
Yeah. The highest temperature ever recorded has never yet hit the triple digits, correct?
For us?
Yes.
I'm almost positive, and then double check with Hank, because he always brings it up. We never got to 100, always 99.
Mm-hmm.
And allegedly also Miami never got past 99 also because of the water.
How do you like that?
Around that area.
All right. So more on the federal solar tax credit. Although this tax credit is often referred to as a solar tax credit, its official name is the Residential Clean Energy Tax Credit. The credit can cover expenses such as equipment and installation of solar panels, but it does not apply to structural work made solely to support panels. In some cases, the tax credit can be combined with state incentives and utility-funded programs that support clean energy. The amount available for solar tax credits can vary depending on what you spend on the project and when you have completed it, but these incentives should be available in some form to homeowners who place a qualifying system in service anytime between 2017 and 2034. So what a window of time there, huh? Apparently, the credit amount does deplete somewhat as we work towards 2034. Right now, it's at 30%. In 2033, till 2032, in 2033, it drops to 26%, and in 2034, it drops to 22%. So, learn more about that by going online if you're thinking of solar panels. And certainly, I think that if you're considering any kind of energy kind of retrofit, you should look at what credits might be available. I'm not sure there's anything available on heat pumps. Well, there is on heat pumps, I'm sorry. On gas furnaces, I think there might be some incentives through National Fuel. You can check that out online as well. So we learned more about temperature fluctuations. We learned that the coldest temperature ever recorded was back in the 1800s, repeated again in a couple years ago. And we talk about global warming and how it impacts our weather, but yet we see these extremities that occurred years ago. Anyway, well, I hope you learned a little bit about heat pumps. I'm sorry, I don't know what happened to our guests. We had planned to keep him on for the whole hour, but be that as it may. By the way, I want to take a moment to thank you for your indulgence last Saturday as we broadcast from the steps of my alma mater, Williamsville South High School, for our 50th high school reunion. Lisa Paluzzi made that happen, and I know we were, you know, a big departure from our normal subject matter here, but we couldn't let the opportunity go without a little celebration and recognizing that accomplishment, and also bringing forth some classmates that moved away from Western New York and never really came back. It was kind of a phenomenon in the 70s that we talked about being an issue of the future of Western New York back then was not as bleak or as bright as it is right now. So, hear, hear. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday. We'll be back with another edition of Hammer Time Radio. And in the meantime, always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
BEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3, Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.